The AHSTW boys will be sending 5 total events to the Blue Oval later this week. Senior Luke Sternberg will be competing in the 200-meter dash and the 400-meter dash and comes into the state track meet with the second-fastest 400-meter time in 1A. Sternberg will race in the 200 prelims on Thursday, May 22nd at 4:40 p.m. The 400-meter timed finals take place on Thursday night starting at 7:20 p.m. Coach Jackson Renberg credits Sternberg's hard work throughout the year that has led him up to this point.
Practice has really helped him build kind of where he could get to this point. But he's also competed really hard at meets, broke a lot of meet records, broke his own school record a couple times. And then obviously he's gotten better at that 200. The 200's, his time is always not always like one of the top in state because he always runs that 400 first. And he's probably, it's usually his last event in the night or close to his last event in the night. We're really looking forward to seeing what he can do, fresh legs in the 200 on Thursday. And we're obviously really excited with the 400-meter dash. He got a really good draw where he got to run against the Funk kid from Lennox, and they pushed each other to personal best. So that was really good.
Junior Colin Harder will be competing in Des Moines in the open 800-meter run. Harder qualified for state track with an at-large bid and finished in third, despite setting a new personal best in the 800 with a 2-minute flat time. Harder will race in the 800-meter run timed finals on Saturday, May 24th at 11:10 a.m. Senior Jet Peterson rounds out the list of solo qualifiers for the Vikings after qualifying in the shot put. Peterson finished in second place with a throw of 47 feet and 4.5 inches. The throw is 2 feet shorter than his personal record on the season, which was set on the first meet of the season. Peterson has shown resilience throughout the year to be able to qualify despite not being at his best.
Yeah, I think like with Jetty, he started off strong and then he didn't hit those numbers quite again for a while. He did hit a 49 at a Tabor a while back, ripped through really well. Sometimes you put a lot of pressure on yourself. It's your senior year. You want to make it back to state. He's put a lot of time in when throwing, especially going to different places and throwing in with other coaches or clinics, I guess I should say. So he's put in the time. I'm really happy for him to finish his career off at state. He's helped us out a ton.
AHSTW also qualified to run at the Blue Oval in the 4x800-meter relay. Senior Caden Garrity will be running with 3 juniors, including Colin Harder, Chase Wheatley, and Ty Nelson. With Garrity's qualification for state track, it means that every senior on the Vikings track team will be competing at state track. The 4x800-meter relay timed finals will take place on Thursday at 5:50 p.m. I'm Tyler Peterson, reporting.